Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with leaders. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Dr. Johannes Kopf, Managing Director of the Austrian Public Employment Service. Eliminating unemployment via the matching of workers with vacancies and the filling of job vacancies are among the main tasks of the Austrian Public Employment Service. Would you tell us more about this process? What have you done to enhance this process, and what more needs to be done?
When we started in 1994, we knew about 13% of all vacancy on the market. And now we know about 40%, which means, I would say, perhaps closer to transparency on the labor market. And we implemented a certain employer service. There are a few hundreds of employees of my organization working just with employers. So we know their needs better, employers' needs. But 40% is fine, and I would say in a European comparison, very good. But it's not still enough for us. So our vision is to invent, and this is a project, I would say our biggest project together with our IT partner, IBM. We want to invent and implement the best job market platform on the internet. And that's what we are working on right now.
Given the dynamic labor market policy and the economic challenges faced, to what extent has your organization evolved into becoming a more counselor-oriented organization? What are the implications of such an evolution?
We have got better over the years in this respect, I would say, to be more conciliation-oriented. But right now, we have problems in maintaining that quality because of the high unemployment. So there is less time in giving advice and giving, and helping our customers. So it's right now, I would say, really hard to maintain this quality.
Dr. Kopf, what more can be done to improve the accurate matching of vacancies with customers? And what are you doing to better match job seekers to jobs?
Well, that's our vision and our project we are working on right now. Because all job platforms or online platforms, vacancy platforms, are dealing with job titles. If you read the job ads on weekend papers, for instance, or even our, there are more and more companies using, I would say, fantastic or maybe creative job titles right now. What I would say, they're using these fantastic job titles because they don't really know what to call what they are looking for. Because in fact, they are not searching for a plumber or something, but they're searching for certain skills a person brings. Could be, I don't know, knowledge in project management or welding or something like that. And we are working on a skill matching engine together with IBM that matches with skills and not with job titles. And this is not only in a technological sense, but also this is very complex also, and you have to do a lot of research to know about all skills that are needed on the labor market and to put a relation between them and also to put in relation with the job titles. That's what we are working on, and I would be happy to show you some results in the year 2016. That's our plan so far.
And Dr. Kopf, I understand you recently launched a mobile app. Would you tell us more about this effort, and how are you using online platforms to change the way you are delivering services? Are you innovating in any other areas that you'd like to share?
Well, our online app is a job vacancy app. You find it the biggest job market in Austria we have, of course. There are about 70,000 vacancies right now on it, and we are very happy because it's just a few weeks on the market and already 40,000 of Austrians use it. Have it installed on their iPhone or Android phones. And I would say the main advantage is not you have to look in the platform every week, but you can save what you are searching for. And the app uses a push function, which means the app gives you information about the new job in your region or for your certain qualification. So, which it's not at all a marketing tool, although it brought media reports, but it is one possibility to get people quicker into work and to fill vacancies quicker. And of course, because this is a full, you can search with a logarithms like Google uses, you can also search already with some certain skills. We found out that there are people, for instance, searching under the term snowboard because they want to have this young person who wants to have a job around snowboards. And you find salesperson, you find people working in the construction of snowboards, you find training personnel for learning how to use snowboard and so on. It's very interesting, and I would say it was a great success, the implementation. We brought it on the market just a few weeks ago.
How do you gauge customer satisfaction? What are you doing to enhance it?
We are measuring it 4 times a year. We do a lot of research on customer satisfaction all over Austria. So we have the results of every local office. And this is the point within our balanced scorecard and our tasks of my organization that for which you get the most points. So it's the most important aim, to keep customer satisfaction up and or to keep it high and to improve it. But it's not easy to enhance it. And this is, as we found out, this is in many cases a question of local initiatives. The best way to help the local offices to enhance it is to bring competition in the results. We publish our results within the organization. And so a lot of regional and local offices find out who's best there or who's better there. And there is a lot of best practice transfer within my organization. Yeah, some small delegation visiting other regional offices or local offices, searching for the reason for it. And in one case, it's the way how you talk with customers. In others, it's the way of how your house is built, how much light is there, how you organize, I don't know, the waiting zones, or if there is a need for waiting zones, how you organize your appointments and so on. And there are many, many best practices, but in the most cases, because of an order of the head office, but because of a really best practice transfer within my organization. We measure it and publish it. That's the way we deal with it.
Would you tell us more about the AMS Research Network?
Of course. We are the main research organization on labor market policy in Austria. And we do spend millions of euros a year labor market research. And what we do is we publish every study online, and we do it for years. So there is a huge, I would say, database of research already on the internet. And because of that importance of that platform, other research institutes, university institutes, private institutes, and so on, try to contact us and also to publish their work there and so on. And within the years, there was really a rise of a network where labor market experts discuss and share their results and their work on our database. And we are very happy with it because, to publish this information also, I would say, leads to a lot of interesting discussions.
Dr. Kopf, would you tell us more about the international comparison work AMS is engaged in with other labor market administration services in Europe? What are the benefits associated with the EU project on mutual learning and benchmarking? Have you implemented any of the findings from this effort, and what good practices have you adopted from the success of other EU countries?
Oh, yes, we do. We started in 2002 with the idea of making mutual learning benchmarking within the European public employment services. We started with, at that time, with 4 countries. And right now, there are 22 countries of the 28 European countries that attend the project. We found indicators to compare each other's, and it's important, but not for finding out who is best in Europe, but for finding out who has best practice in certain topics or certain fields. Because if you know that customer satisfaction, for instance, in Austria is higher than in all other European countries, there are a lot of delegations out of Europe coming to Austria and have a look what we do with the customers. And so it's not only a question of helping others, but also, I would say, of really huge benefit for the public employment service in Austria. The important ongoing organization innovation projects right now are influenced by other countries. For instance, e-services, the development of good e-services, also, I would say, dealing with different channels, channel management, we traveled many times to Sweden and Finland, where they are really good in. Right now, the skill matching project I was talking about, there is some interesting work already done in Belgium. For instance, right now in summer, I was asking my organization with what countries we are working together right now. And this, just in this, within the summer month, there were about seven other public employment services in Europe working on certain projects together. And it's really nice because all of us have our own market. So there is no concurrence, not at all. And it's excellent to share ideas. So we all benefit from it.
What can we learn from innovations being pursued by the Austrian Public Employment Service? We will ask Dr. Johannes Kopf, Managing Director of the Austrian Public Employment Service, when this special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with leaders, continues.